Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's April 28, 2007. And here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released October 25, 2002. Nazarene, here's the perfect question to end the week. I think it's very rude of this person to ask it, but I think you should answer it for the sake of our friends.
Rock 103?
Yeah, I just wanted to know if I'm going to go to hell for listening to this radio channel.
I think you can answer that question, sir.
Well, Alora, this does sound a little bit rude, but I'm rather suspicious that this might be a regular guest, if you understand what I mean. But I want to make something very clear to the people of this area. More people are going to my kingdom because of what is played on this radio station than what is played on any other radio station in the area. The so-called Christian radio stations in the area aren't saving anybody. But this station is saving people because they're giving you an opportunity to tell people the truth. And they're giving you an opportunity to tell people what's really going on in the afterlife and how we really feel about things. They aren't just spreading propaganda made up by the priests that has so little to do with Christianity that it's hardly recognizable. No, they're giving people the truth, and it may be laughed at a little bit, and there may be a little bit of humor put in it, but it's reaching people. It's getting out there, Alora. It's touching people. These people are saving souls. They're really saving souls. They're not just playing at it. They're not just doing it to bring in the bucks. They're not just doing it to make people worship them like they're some kind of gods. They're doing it to save souls, and they're actually saving souls. I think there may be a little laughter here and a little bit of fun, but I think there's some souls here that really, really care, and I think the people listening know that.
Wow, this has been a great week, Nazarene. I hope all of our friends in Memphis have enjoyed it as much as we've enjoyed doing it. We'll be back next week with more of Gaia. We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. Did you ever wonder about what happens to someone after they die? Years ago, my husband Gerald channeled a book called Lennon, My Biography After Death, which we believe is very informative on the subject. We're sure you'll enjoy it. It may be found at https://spiritus.tripod.com/books/lenin/links.htm. We're back! Nazarene, we haven't had any stations call with questions for a long time. Do you still welcome questions from radio stations? Would you like to put together another week like this one with questions from listeners?
We certainly would, Alora. You cannot imagine what it is like for us when we have this power flowing into the kingdom of God. Every time you're on the air, every time somebody talks about you, every time somebody puts a message about you on their website, it brings more and more power into the kingdom of God. People are slowly but surely listening, and someday it's going to spark. Someday it's going to take off. People are paying attention to what you're doing. It is slow. It is monotonous. We keep working, but it is out there. Every time you check the internet and find your names, find out what people are saying about you, it shows how much it is growing. Yes, Alora, we would like more questions. We would like more publicity because it helps God's work. It helps spread what God is doing, and it's showing the people that there actually are people out there speaking the truth that care. And that's what we need, Alora. Not just these people that are making things up to raise money to enrich themselves, but people that really care, that are doing it because it is God's work.
Well, Nazarene, that's good news. I hope somebody calls in soon. We haven't heard from anybody for ages.
We think it would help, Alora, if you got into some place that had better phone service and you had a better phone set up. But you're doing the best you can with what you have.
We'll be back again.